I mean, Donna Summer had a big, lush, beautiful voice. She was there at the beginning of disco, one of the people who helped disco rise into prominence. It was a, sort of a New York and Philadelphia thing that became a global phenomenon. And, you know, she had an incredible song called Love to Love You Baby, which played for 17 minutes in the real, true long version that they played in the clubs. And it, she approached it as if she said, what would Marilyn Monroe do with this vocal? And she cooed and she sort of moaned, and you know, in some clubs and some radio stations they were afraid to play it because it was too suggestive and too sexual. But that was the nature of disco, that was the nature of the times. And it's sort of interesting to approach this story at this moment in politics, because of course she's the queen of disco, and disco was all about gay exuberance and joy and having this culture that was sort of centered around that sort of cultural energy that they were all about. And, you know, I've never seen a movement in America to crush a musical genre in the way that this sort of almost organized anti-disco movement rose up, and people wearing Death to Disco t-shirts, and really an attack on what Donna Summer and others were doing. And, you know, it was almost like, you know, get back in the closet, you can't have something for yourself. And it was, it reminds me of the discussion around marriage equality, that you can't have this for yourself, you can't have equality, you can't be out and normalized and in the public, you must be in the closet and quiet about what you love.
So you think that disco ended because of a sort of a political reaction within the music industry rather than an evolution into hip-hop, rap, and the other forms of music that succeeded it?
I think that's absolutely right, that there was a homophobic and to a certain extent racist response against disco, largely not just from the music industry but from a large group of fans who wanted to proclaim the resurgence of white male power, of rock and roll and punk, almost again sort of a systematic, like, we're going to attack disco and push it back into the closet. What hip-hop did, it just started to rise up in the wake of disco and wouldn't become a national phenomenon for several years later. So it was really sort of like, let's return the power to the white men behind rock and roll sort of thing.
And who did she influence most greatly, which singers, male or female?